With us on the line now from the UK is Steve Spriggs. He's Managing Director of William Clarence Education. It's a London-based education consultancy who offer a wide range of services, including advice on university applications and choosing the right school for your child. They've just launched Virtual School Experience, which is a customised software product for schools to reach out to parents and guardians of prospective pupils and job seekers. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks for having me. Morning, Hannah.
Pleasure. Morning. Thanks for joining us. So, first of all, I think we should give a huge pat on the back to all parents who have been homeschooling this past year. It's been quite a challenge, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has. And I think, congratulations to everyone. I mean, everyone's got different circumstances, but I'm sure it's a situation that most parents will want to end quite soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a lot of parents, you know, they won't have had any teaching experience, teaching background, things like that, and were probably quite nervous at the beginning, maybe even still nervous about having to homeschool their kids.
Yeah, I think the majority of parents were parachuted into this situation of suddenly whatever it is that they did for a living, an accountant, solicitor, nurse, doctor, whatever it is, and then suddenly they're a teacher as well. So balancing that is would have been a complete nightmare, actually. So I think as time has gone on, the lesson being is don't be too hard on yourself, because I think a lot of parents were taken unawares, actually, about what was going to happen.
Mm. Would you say one of the most important things is sticking to a routine with the child, getting them used to, you know, going to school in the living room or whatever?
Yeah, I think, we've spoken to hundreds of parents over the past year or so, in various stages of panic and concern. And sticking to a structure is one of the easiest parts to do, because trying to mirror a normal schooling day will put yourself in the best position to then structure around the curriculum and what your school is actually teaching, and bringing in extra resource where you can, but actually trying to have a normal life professionally yourself as well if you need to do that at home. So yeah, mornings, breaks, lunches and everything like that, you get to kind of stick to a normal routine.
Yeah, and presumably there's all the tools and things that parents need to be able to teach, because there'll be subjects that parents are naturally good at and know more about, and then some that they're really worried because they don't have a clue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most schools by this stage anyway have probably supplied a lot of their own worksheets, curriculums, but you're right that some parents would be naturally more inclined to teach maths, for instance, than they would be chemistry. So this is where I think this happening in 2020, 2021, with the vast level of resource online, you can then bring in extra resource for free. Most of all of the curriculums are online. YouTube videos, there's some fantastic content to dive into. So I always say, don't try and do it all yourself. Use what's at your fingertips. If you want to get involved really hands-on, great. But there is also part of that structured day, you can have a bit of self-directed learning online.
Mm. And try and have fun with it. I know parents might be shouting at the radio, yeah, it's easy for you to say, but it does make a difference.
I think this will be one of those experiences that you look back on more fondly than how you were feeling at the time. So yeah, try and enjoy it, because you probably will never have this experience with your children again, a one-on-one scenario where you can develop the learning and, you know, maybe learn a few things yourself as well. And once they go back to school, they're probably not going to be coming back, hopefully, anytime soon. So yeah, try and enjoy it and just relax. Everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us about this virtual school experience that you've launched.
Yeah, so it's a really exciting first of a kind, actually, for the education industry. It's aimed at schools, and it's a showcasing platform that allows schools to keep their doors open around the world on the time zone that suits the parents. So parents researching new schools, nurseries, universities can actually experience what it's like to go to that school, view the school's content, and they don't need to be going through a very static content-heavy website. So open days, personal tours, learning around what it would be like for their student to go to that school. Problem with a lot of websites is that you've got to go 9-10 clicks deep before you get to the bit of content that actually applies to you. No point seeing the rugby pitches if you're interested in the orchestra, for instance.
Yeah.
So the school can actually target and tailor the experience for you. So it's proven very popular.
That's fantastic. So is that for certain schools and universities in the country? How does it work?
It's for we've shown the product to a lot of independent schools into the UK, state schools into the UK, international schools, so British curriculum overseas, international curriculum into Europe. So any marketing and admissions department that are struggling with recruiting new students, showing parents what the best parts of their school are, it slots straight into that marketing strategy. So schools worldwide will benefit.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So what's your kind of daily life like? I assume it's changed in the last year, but what's a kind of typical day like for you?
Yeah, it has changed a lot. I mean, normally we're office-based and we go in and do our normal day's work, but everyone being at home, I've got a young daughter, so she's charging around destroying the place. But generally speaking, we're speaking to parents who are at various stages of relocating into the UK. So they are either British expat parents coming back home, or they are truly international families in the sense that they've never been to the UK before. And we're advising on the next steps, whatever they are at, for nursery, schooling ages, and then all the way through to the university. So doing assessments, shortlisting, speaking to schools on their behalf. It's a very challenging job at times like this.
Yeah, I bet. And in terms of university applications, presumably other than grades and, you know, the obvious thing in order to get into university, are there other things that youngsters need to do when applying?
Yeah, I think this year more than ever, actually. So the peripheral personal statement that we have in the UK, so you apply for 5 different universities with the one set of written text. So your grades are part of that, but actually work experience, sports achievements, extracurricular, charity work or travelling, all of those life experiences go into that statement to demonstrate, you know, why you love that subject, why you want to go to that region, what your longer-term career ambitions are. So that's a very valuable and, you know, area of the personal statement that they need to be doing right. And we spend a lot of time on that, especially for the Oxbridge, Cambridge Law, Medicine degrees.
Yeah. And is it still really, really hard to get into Oxford and Cambridge? I mean, is it harder to get into places like there than other universities?
It's probably getting more so as well. You know, the top tier, I would say top 5 universities, Oxford, Cambridge obviously being 2 of them, are getting super competitive across the board, across all different degree types. So we always say, you know, start as early as possible, because there's always someone who's going to be starting early, and they're recruiting internationally around the world as 2 of the biggest brand names in the world of university. Always start early.
So they have lots of people applying and getting accepted from around the world. You're competing with not just people from your own country.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So always bear that in mind, that you can never do too much around your extracurricular activities with a half an eye on what you're doing, and even choosing your correct IB course or your A-level course, all goes into that package.
And when you say get in early, when do you mean? I mean, people have to wait till they've got their GCSE results, don't they?
They do, but I mean the groundwork of side projects, debating society, volunteering, summer camps, everything that's going on to your, if we call it a CV, and now it's very early to talk in CV terms at that age group, but that will all be used at, say, discussion at an interview. So Oxford and Cambridge always interview their students. So having really good, insightful opinion and discussion topics of what you've gone through, always stand in good stead, so you can actually debate a topic of choice.
Wow. Well, if people want more information, they can get in touch with you via your website, williamclarence.com. And there's a separate website for the virtual school experience. That's virtual-schoolexperience.com. And all the information can be found there. Steve Spriggs, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.